I'm setting the intention that only that energy and information can come through that is in your highest good, that will support you in the best next step on your path, allows you to release what no longer serves you, and open your arms wide to welcome in new ideas, new people, new information, new opportunities, and new energies, allowing yourself to be supported on your path, for there's no need to go it alone. Allow yourself to be supported by the seen and the unseen dimensions, and allow yourself to be guided along the way. As we guide you with joy, it is our pleasure to reconnect. It is our pleasure to reconnect and to meet you here in this special space, in this special space, in this time and space continuum. This important point in time where you choose to move forward, connecting more and more deeply to your soul, connecting more and more deeply to who you truly are, and connecting more and more deeply to why you are here, to what you have to bring, to what you have to offer those around you who are waiting for you to step it up a notch, to step it up and shine even brighter, to shine even brighter your light, to share your gifts even more freely, to share and connect from the heart, to share and connect from the heart with those around you. Those around you who vibrate at all kinds of levels. You need not be at the same vibration for you to allow yourself to connect with those vibrating at different stages, at different levels or levers. Allow yourself to offer a vibration freely and joyfully, and allow it to find its way, whether or not others are able to interpret it precisely the way you are offering it, whether or not others are able to interpret and receive more than you're currently offering is not important. All that matters is that you are true to who you are, and that you do not determine the level or the intensity of your vibration, the level or the intensity of how bright you shine your light, depending on who is receiving it. And up until now, you have been guiding yourself, you have been judging the recipients, and you have altered the intensity of your light accordingly. All of you have done so. All of you have done so, and Iris recognizes that she herself has been doing the same. We judge you not, and we ask you to not judge yourself, because it has been up until this point, it has been most comfortable, most natural, and most logical to do so. For you to move further into your purpose, for you to move further into your passion, and for you to allow yourself to shine your light freely and intensely, we ask that you no longer judge the recipient. Not only for you cannot always correctly assume what they are or are not able to receive, you might be influencing the space that you're present in as much as the physical person you are addressing. We ask you, we encourage you to tap in, and if you want, you can place a hand on your heart chakra to connect even deeper to yourself inside. And we ask you to spread the love, to spread the light, and to spread the loving vibration that is you, and that is uniquely you, with those who are willing to receive it. It is your job to offer. It is your job to offer the vibration, and offer it freely, offer it joyfully, and offer it without restraint, without limitation, without judgment. It is then up to others how and when they will choose to receive. and which parts they are able to allow in. For you to be a shining, brilliant light and a beacon on this earth plane, for you to do what you came here to do and not allow yourself to be tongued down any longer. For you to shine this brilliant light that you are and allow more and more of your soul's energy to come forward. We ask that you open the blinds, open the shutters, open everything that has been closed before. Some of you have multiple windows open. Some of you are in the habit of opening and closing in certain circumstances. And we ask you to allow yourself to be guided on this journey into opening more and more of these windows, more and more of these blinds, more and more of these shutters, so that you can shine your light brilliantly and blazingly. Allow your light to permeate everything and everyone around you. Allow your light to permeate the room that you're sitting in, the building that you're living in, the streets, the city, the surrounding cities, the rest of your state or province, your entire country. Know that the ripple effect that you send out when you freely offer your vibration, brilliantly, blazingly, shining freely, that by letting that vibration ripple out from your core, you are touching many more than you'll ever know, many more than you'll ever meet. And there is no need to know to be able to fully conceive what the effects are. You can trust that when you offer your vibration freely and lovingly, and when you do your best to have it shine as brilliantly as possible, when you do your homework, when you do your healing, when you allow yourself to be guided, when you allow yourself to be supported, when you allow yourself to grow and evolve and take step after step, opening blind after blind, releasing layer after layer, hurt after hurt. After you've released most of your limiting behaviors, beliefs, and patterns, with each belief, behavior, and pattern that you release, with every scar that you heal, with every hurt that you balance, you shine a little bit brighter. Your light becomes a little bit more blazing, allowing you to reach even further into the nooks and crannies of this universe. These are gels. Allowing you to reach beyond what many people are able to reach, so that you can touch those who have not been deeply touched before. Allowing your energies to merge, to create a network of energy around this planet. A network of energy around this planet that supports one another, that supports not only this group, but anyone who comes in touch with you and your energies, creating an energy grid that you can draw from, that you can add to, that you can lean into, that you can allow yourself to be supported from. Know that this network is created as you are starting this group, and that it will be built and elaborated upon, not only in the coming days and weeks and months, but in the coming calls and conversations, in the conversations that you're having here live on the line, as well as on the written posts on the forum or any other forms that you may choose. Allow yourself to be guided. Allow yourself to be supported. And we are so joyful that you are here together as a group to take a step forward for humanity, for mankind, from a soul level that you choose to be more visible, to be more present, to be more radiant, to be more you, to allow more of your soul to come forward, to allow more of your soul to shine through, and to allow more of your brilliance to touch those that you come into contact with. Allow yourself to feel the energy that is present here right now. Allow yourself to take it in. Take it into your energetic system, into your physical body, into your emotional and mental minds. Allow the energy to permeate every cell of your being. Allow the soul cord to be strengthened. In your mind's eye, you might envision this cord from your belly button and your heart chakra as twin cords to your soul. Twin cords to your soul, that as the energy is guided along, you can see the intensity of the light that is guided through these cords. See the intensity of the light that is guided through these cords to light up the connection, to broaden it, to deepen it, to intensify it, so that not only more energy and information can come through, but more of a constant connection with a larger part of your soul becomes available. Oh, it gives me chills. Each and every one of you is about to allow in another soul part, another soul facet, a soul facet that has been ready for you, that has been waiting for you. And that also means that there is a soul facet you are ready to release that no longer serves you, that has brought you up until this point, but is no longer needed. Allow yourself to be guided in opening your heart and opening your energy into welcoming this new soul facet. Trust the process and trust that you will know what to do. Listen carefully to your physical body, and if it needs extra rest or extra support or specific nutrition, follow the inner nudges and the guidance that you receive. The guidance that you may receive in so many forms. In your inner voice, something that you notice, whether it's here on the forum or out in the world. Know and trust that you will know when it is guided information to support you in facilitating this transformation. And so it is.